The FCAT was initially supposed to be replaced by Common Core-lined English and math exams developed by a coalition of states. Those tests were called PARC. But Florida officials began pulling back from both Common Core and its attached tests, leaving the state without an FCAT replacement. Monday, Florida got its answer from Education Commissioner Pam Stewart.
I have chosen the not-for-profit American Institutes for Research, or commonly referred to as AIR, to provide the new English language arts and mathematics assessment, which will be administered in the 2014 school year. That will be in the spring of 2015.
Last month, a review committee recommended AIR for the state testing contract, largely due to the company's ability to build a test that won't need to be field tested and can be administered on computers, as well as with paper and number two pencils. AIR is also working on the state of Utah's assessments. They're not the same tests Florida will use, but Stewart says she's okay with not having Florida students involved in benchmarking AIR's process.
Field testing informs the vendor with whether or not items are appropriate items, and so we feel very confident in the ability of their field testing to inform their items moving forward with us.
Utah was an early adopter of the other Common Core-aligned testing consortium called Smarter Balanced, but it pulled out of that consortium last year, much like Florida is doing now with PARC. AIR head of testing John Cohen says his company has been involved in building the Smarter Balanced testing platform.
We had a small part in the item development. We were a subcontractor to CTV McGraw-Hill, and we had a very large role in the test delivery. So our role there is to help to deliver the test online and to deliver to them actually an open source system so that others can deliver the test online.
And there are only a select few companies that build the kind of massive testing network states like Florida must have to administer statewide exams. Other applicants for the Florida contract included large firms such as Pearson and McGraw-Hill. In an exchange with a reporter, State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart noted that just because AIR has been involved with the Smarter Balanced Consortium doesn't mean that we'll follow the firm to Florida.
They've also were chosen to be the platform of delivery for the Smarter Balanced assessment. So I guess my question is this the same platform that they're doing for Smarter Balanced, or is this going to be something totally unique and different from what they're already doing?
Please don't confuse the two, Gary.
Why I asked the question.
That's right. This is a platform and assessment for Florida.
Officials with the Utah Department of Education say they are not using Smarter Balanced-based questions on their exams, and Florida DOE spokesman Joe Follick says the same will be true for Florida.
There will not be any questions used by any national consortiums on this Florida assessments when they are in Florida schools for the next school year. Very clear from the beginning that the emphasis on making the selection was on a test that was going to be designed for the unique needs of Florida students.
How Florida will be able to compare its students to those in other states is still unclear, though Stewart says the state will have that ability. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.